This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Today, we take a look at SMART, the SMART Reading Program, and their work in Douglas County. Adela Harps, the Area Director, and Chris Delside is the Program Manager. Thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having us so much.
So, I guess overall, Adela, kind of explain, just if people don't know, what is SMART?
SMART is a nonprofit that brings volunteers in to read with kiddos. We want to support the literacy programs within the schools, but we are not a tutoring program. We want kids to love to read, so we bring in folks to have a good time with books, and each month the kids that are involved get two free brand new books to take home.
Wow. Now, is SMART statewide, national? How does it all work?
We're in Oregon only, and we've given over 4 million books in Oregon.
Now, that's kind of fascinating because the model of SMART, because I really didn't know and I didn't have time to chase it down, it would seem like it would be something that would be, you know, on a broader scale than just one state.
Well, it was a group of community organization folks that came together and thought, well, let's break this down. Why aren't kids meeting the goals that they need to be meeting in literacy? And so they thought, what could we do as a community? And so they wanted to make sure that that reading was a gift rather than a chore. So they said, how do we do that? Let's bring in some folks and share some good times with books. And in order to have them read outside of the classroom, they wanted to give them books because if they didn't have them at home, they couldn't practice.
So how far back does SMART go?
1992.
Wow. So we're now into over 30 years. And how long have you been with SMART?
I've been with SMART a little over 10 years. And we have folks that were actually SMART students that are coming back and volunteering. And we have several of them that are coming in and site coordinating, which is the big role for our volunteers.
So, Chris, talk about what you do as program manager.
As program manager, I work as a liaison between the schools, our site coordinators. The site coordinators are really the key to what we do. They partner with the school, and they organize the volunteers that read with directly with the kiddos and the school, and then they report back to me here at SMART. So I'm, I guess, volunteer coordinator slash, yeah, volunteer coordinator.
So how long have you done this?
4 years. Almost 4 years.
And what led to you working for SMART?
Well, it was serendipity. I was working for a company and this and ended up not working for them anymore. And when I looked at the jobs that were available, SMART Reading came up. I was familiar with SMART from my own children. And then I thought, oh my gosh, it's my dream to work with books and kids.
Neat. And how did you get involved, Della?
Kind of the same way. I've always worked with kids, and this was a great opportunity to come in and do something fun. I've worked with kids in different capacities, and I was in a place in my former position that I wasn't doing a whole lot of positive things, and I really needed that positive piece to really see the kids blooming instead of in different situations than that. And I came on board, and it's everything that you think it would be. It's amazing watching those volunteers and the kids. It's amazing.
And here we are having this conversation in the midst, in the beginning of February, which is also a celebration of literacy. And so a lot of different organizations, you know, working to promote the same thing. Give the specifics about what SMART does at participating schools.
We have several different options. Through the pandemic, we created some virtual programming and some other programming that didn't require one volunteer for one child. The pandemic has really hurt our volunteer numbers, and so we have the ability to read to a classroom. We can do that virtually or in person, and
We still do the one-on-one, and we also offer at this point, because we still have places that don't allow volunteers in, we're still doing book support, which is the kids that are involved in the program still get those 2 books per month because we still want to promote that. And we did this wonderful thing where our volunteers came in and they recorded themselves reading some of our favorite children's books, and they were amazing. They came in. One gentleman did one called Safari. He had his pith helmet and the whole binoculars, and so it's super fun. And the kids have a QR code that comes inside every book that we give, and they have unlimited access to how many books?
There's almost 200.
And they're in English and Spanish, and they can get on there and look at them as many times as they want to. And one great thing about it is we actually get feedback directly from the kids. And in the past, we've never been able to hear what the kids have to say about the program, other than it's great, they love, you know. But they can tell us what books are good, what do they like, how do they like people to read. So it's really amazing the opportunities that the pandemic brought for SMART.
And now the 200, was that just locally in terms of books that kids can access, or some of these?
They're statewide.
Okay, statewide.
That's statewide.
Well, yeah, that's one of the things, and I was curious about that because, I mean, a lot of the school protocols and everything like that, you know, volunteers went away for quite a while, and in a lot of cases have come back. Do you feel like you're kind of rebuilding SMART?
Absolutely. Right now? Yes. Yes, we are. You know, we've had some people who are not available during the times that we have our programs. Things change for people. And over the course of a few years, if you're not able to volunteer, you'll find, and you have a heart for volunteering, you're going to find somewhere. And so some people have moved on. But we do have a nice core of people who have stuck through with us and truly believe in the same mission. And they're invaluable.
I was amazed at how many of our volunteers, when we gave them a call, said, yes, absolutely, we can't wait to get back in with the kids. And during the pandemic, we had folks come in and help us with book packaging and all of that sort of thing to try to keep them involved with what we're doing. And we have that core group that are just amazing and are always there that to make sure that the kids are having a great time with books.
And is there a particular grade level that you tend to focus on, or is it?
We work with pre-kindergarten through third grade. The bulk of Douglas County's students are run within that pre-kindergarten to first grade. But we are seeing that we are getting requests for some of the older students, the second and third graders, based on their test results, and they may need a little extra help with reading. Like Della said, we're not a tutoring program, but you know, our mission is to spark joy through the magic of a shared book. And if you witness our program and you start and you're part of it, you see that. You see the magic happen as, say, the first time that the child shows up, they're scared or tentative or whatever. By the time they're done, they're running in and they're saying, there's my reader. And it's exponential growth. It's huge growth over the course of, say, a few months.
And we actually serve pre-K to third grade because they learn to read from pre-K to third grade. And after that, they're reading to learn. So that means that they have these skills that they have to pick up and they have to be able to read at benchmark to be successful after that. If they're not at benchmark, they're 4 times less likely to graduate on time. And if you add poverty to the mix, they're 13 times less likely.
And so much data out there talks about, whether it's reading or other areas of education, getting a good start, you know, that you can quantify and look at that. You see that, you know, be borne out, good or bad, when they're getting, you know, later in high school.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And if they're successful and they have met that benchmark and they are moving forward as they need to be, there's less dropout rate. Because we don't have necessarily a lot of quantifiable data, because it's more about how much they like it. It's more feeling kind of thing. But there is research that shows that it does help kids to graduate on time and to be more successful in life. I mean, and doesn't matter what they want to do, if they want to go to college or if they want to do trade school or whatever, they need to be able to read to do those things.
All right, more when we come back. We're going to take a break at Inside Douglas County. Della Harp and Chris Delsite, the interview, a podcast after one at 541radio.com, 1246 at News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248, Lars Larson at 1. Tomorrow, Chris Lake is going to be with us on the program, one of the area vineyard and wine folks. He's got something he's doing special at Umpqua Community College at the Southern Oregon Wine Institute. But we're going to talk about a lot of wine-related topics around the area as well on tomorrow's program. We're focused on the Smart Reading Program today. Della Harp's the area director. Chris Delsite is the program manager and kind of doing a deep dive on Smart today. For volunteers, what kind of time commitment is involved?
It's as little as 1 hour a week. There's a training process that you would go through after you do an application and a background check. Then we determine where you might fit best as far as within the time frames of our programs. And then we get you going. And there's some local training, you know, as far as the site, where at the school, what, you know, where you are, what we do, all of that. And like I said, it's about an hour a week.
Do volunteers tend to come from certain age groups or backgrounds, or does it vary?
It really varies. Most of the programs are in school hours, so it does require that someone might be available during those core day hours. But we have, there is really not one demographic that I can think of, and they're all so unique and wonderful.
And that's great, because we want to have people that match the kids that we're serving. So we want everybody from every demographic that's out there, because every child needs to have somebody like them to feel safe and to bond with. So that's a big part of it as well. So we're open for everyone.
How many schools are you in right now?
We are currently in 16. We normally serve 17 sites. Hopefully we'll have 17 up by the end of February, but we have 16 open now. We serve UCAN Head Start sites all over Douglas County and then several different grade schools around the area.
And I didn't even know about the UCAN sites. That makes that seems like that would be a perfect match in a lot of ways.
Indeed.
So what about the literacy rate piece? Talk more about that, because there's been a lot of coming out of the pandemic. Of course, there's a lot of issues, but relating to reading and kids in particular.
Well, unfortunately, or fortunately, I don't know. It proves kind of what we're doing, because the kids that we're finding that are suffering are the third graders most of all right now. Because they didn't get that early piece. They didn't go to preschool. They didn't go to kindergarten. So they're learning in the third grade or second grade what those kids would have learned in pre-K and in kindergarten. For instance, understanding how a sentence goes together, understanding that there's a storyline to follow, understanding how you open a book, how you know, what does it mean, and that there is actually something fun or imaginative. And in the scope of life, a child that has someone that reads to them and 25 books in their home can have up to 1 million more words spoken to them by the time they're in preschool than their counterparts that don't have those advantages.
And given all the electronics and all the changes, do you find that there are kids out there that still really get to grade school without much, if any, exposure to an actual physical book?
The short answer is yes. Yes, it's amazing to see the difference, especially with your three and four-year-olds that we work with. Some of the children don't know how to open the book. They don't know that there are words on the pages. So when you're trying to read with them, they'll be covering them with their hands. And so you're showing them, oh, here's where I see the words to read to you, and then you can follow along, and then they really respond very quickly to that and start to really understand that.
And a part of it is that we're not just reading the words, we're not sounding out, we're not doing that sort of thing, unless a child initiates that. What we're doing is we're trying to have a good time with the book, so we're asking questions. What do you think is going to happen next? Did you like that character? That sort of thing. And kids, to be able to meet benchmark, have to be able to tell back what's happening in the story and have those pieces as well. So we're not trying to read as many books as we can. We're trying to delve into each book. And the great thing is it's child-led. So they get to choose the books. And the books that they get are high-quality, brand-new books. And they get to choose them every month. We don't say, here, you, I think you might like this book. There's a selection there, and they get to choose it every single month.
So do you have to, like, as part of your role, take the books into the school, or how does that work?
So for the most part, it's the site coordinator is the liaison with the school. They're able to come to our office, look at the books, pick them out, see which ones they like. As the program is running and kids are choosing books and they're needing to replace books, and they're going to see which books are the hot button books for the area or for the school. And so they can pick different books. They can bring books back that aren't going well and then replace those with books that they like. We really do focus on high quality, high interest books that interest kids.
So really you're pretty volunteer driven in terms of what the site coordinators do, because obviously you can't be everywhere.
It's true. We do have relationships and connections with these site coordinators. We do visit the sites on a regular basis and support our site coordinators and volunteers in any way we can.
And to get started, we're always there with our new site coordinators every time they go in until they feel comfortable. So we want to make sure that everybody that comes on board has a good experience and they know what they're doing, and they know that if there's something that happens, they can reach out to us and we will be right there.
Now, as a nonprofit, how is SMART funded?
We are funded by grants and personal donations and that sort of thing. We have some folks that sponsor different sites, and we have different initiatives and that sort of thing. So, I mean, we're always open to business partnerships, and we're always open to individual donations, because every little bit helps.
Talk about, I noticed you have a SMART Book Award contest. Tell me about that.
So this is our first book award coming back in after we were during the shutdown. Staff and volunteers, and a lot of times the books that were super popular the year before, we do keep data on this type of thing. We pick 5 books. The books are read at the schools, and the kids get to pick which one they like. We have 2 different options. There's a low-tech option of putting a sticker on next to the picture of the book on a poster, or we have a link that the teachers will send out to the students, and they can vote online, or they can go on our website and there's a link to vote. It's open to not just SMART students, it's open to all students in Oregon can vote.
And what's your website?
Website is smartreading.org.
And if people want to find out about getting involved as a volunteer, what number do they call?
541-672-6477.
All right, out of time. Chris Delsett and Della Harp from SMART, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.